USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After the latest mass shooting in America, which takes place in Florida, the Florida governor, Republican Rick Scott, says,
"We all have to stop and say to ourselves, we're fed up with not having a conversation about the reason this is happening.
Scott referring to the shootings at a video game tournament in Jacksonville yesterday, when a gunman from Baltimore, Maryland, opened fire and killed two people, injuring 11 others before he took his own life. He's identified as David Katz of Baltimore. No word on what his motive was. America and the world remembering Senator John McCain, who died Saturday at 81 Hill Lion State in Arizona Wednesday, then in the Capitol Rotunda on Friday, and there'll be a memorial service, invitation only, at the Washington National Cathedral on Saturday. This is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra-long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Authorities in Chicago now say 8 people are dead from a raging fire early yesterday, the victims ranging in age from 3 months to 16 years. Marcos Contreras lost several brothers and sisters.
I don't even know how I'm going to wake up and continue life knowing that my brothers and sisters are 6 feet underground.
The fire broke out at 4 a.m. Sunday in the 3-story residential building on the city's west side. The cause remains under investigation. President Trump is getting heat for refusing to issue a statement praising Senator John McCain after McCain's Saturday death. Reports are top aides, including Chief of Staff John Kelly and Press Chief Sarah Sanders, wanted to put out a statement celebrating McCain as a hero and praising his military service, but President Trump reportedly squashed the idea in favor of a brief statement of condolences to his family. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. I'm a father of 4, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1-ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
Mexico and the United States are reportedly close to reaching a consensus over a revised NAFTA trade deal. Mexico's economy minister is saying it looks like negotiators are very close to brokering the deal as talks are set to resume this morning in Washington. Most of the talks are focused on export rules for the automotive industry, something that President Trump has focused on in his effort to rework that 1994 trade agreement, which also involved Canada. Canadian officials say they're awaiting some sort of a deal to be finalized between Mexico and the U.S. before they then enter the talks. Tiger Woods says no matter what you think about President Trump, you've got to respect the office. Woods spoke after his final round at the Northern Trust Tournament on Sunday and was asked about his friendship with President Trump, a longtime acquaintance and sometimes golf partner. Woods said regardless of personality or politics, everyone has to respect the office. Woods has also played golf with Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, and George H.W. Bush. And at the box office, Crazy Rich Asians is still number one in North America, the rom-com making $25 million over the weekend and a 10-day total of $77 mil, coming in second this weekend, The Meg, which has been out for 17 days. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.